The Northern Cheyenne people made history this week. Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana. After meeting privately for several hours on Thursday, September 11th, the Cheyenne Chiefs Council, in an unprecedented action, drafted a declaration calling for the use of traditional tribal law to remove many of the currently elected members of the tribal council, along with several staff, and ban them forever from serving again. Since those members had barricaded themselves inside the Little Wolf Capitol building, the Center for Cheyenne Tribal Government, along with an allegedly illegal security force, those chiefs demanded the offices be opened back up to the public and the private security members be removed. The issue came to a head last week after a questionable meeting of the council where members again allegedly illegally passed a resolution to urge removal of Cheyenne President Gene Small, who was not in attendance at the time. This action was later disapproved by the Bureau of Indian Affairs. President Small had been pressured, he believes, because he wants to see a forensic audit of some $90 million that was awarded to the tribe from federal ARPA and COVID funds during the pandemic. To explain what happened, Robert McLean, a former school principal at Lame Deer Elementary and a lay advocate for the Northern Cheyenne Tribal Council, called into Voices of Montana. We were joined by NBS President Taylor Brown.
It's a story that not many people are covering, and there was the best article on it was done by a student intern at the Billings Gazette about 3 weeks ago, about in early August, when the tribal council there tried to remove the chairman, the president of the Cheyenne Tribal Council, Gene Small. And the reason Gene feels that's happening is because he's advocating for an audit of the $90 million in COVID-related funds that were given to the Cheyenne tribe, and he's trying to find out what happened to that money and what its disposition was. And some of them seem to not want him to pursue that. So what's happened is this week, the Cheyenne Tribal Council, the eight members of the Cheyenne Tribal Council who want to see, of the 11 that want to see Gene Small removed, had a meeting last week and voted to remove him while he was out of town in a meeting that was probably not a legal meeting. At least the BIA says it wasn't. So what happened yesterday was amazing in Lame Deer, and I'm kind of talking, paraphrasing off the top of my head here, but I've got a gentleman on the line with us to help named Robert McLean. Robert is the former school superintendent there in Lame Deer and spent many years as a lay advocate in the courts for the Cheyenne people there. Robert is standing by to fill us in on what happened yesterday, because the Cheyenne tribe made history yesterday, Tom. The chiefs in the tribe met day before yesterday and decided that the tribal council should be removed, the tribal council that's trying to remove the president. They met yesterday afternoon with a couple of hundred people on the lawn there in front of the tribal council office. And after their meeting at 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, they went to go into the tribal office to remove the group that was in there. They were barricaded in. They couldn't get in the door. They had their own security force hired, armed security force hired. And so enough law enforcement there, they went to the side door and said, we're going to either let the chiefs in or we're going to break in the door. And they allowed them to come in. And this is paraphrasing now what I've been told by the people that were in the crowd there. And that is that they let them in and the chiefs made the decision they're going to remove that council. And the unique thing is they're going back to the way Cheyenne law used to be before the current constitution. So with that, I want to introduce Robert McLean. Again, Robert McLean Jr. is a longtime leader there in the Lame Deer area. And he's currently retired, but Robert, you've been school superintendent. You've been involved in legal proceedings. Talk to us about your background and what got you involved in this issue.
My background is quite varied. Let's put it that way.
What got you involved in this issue today? You're not on the council.
Right. I am a member of the Northern Cheyenne Dog Soldiers, an advisor to the headsman of the Dog Soldiers. And so the meeting that was held by the chiefs included all of the headsmen of the societies. Their presence was demanded by the chiefs, and they discussed the issues that are going on. I was not in there at that time.
But that went on for hours yesterday and the day before.
Yes, it was long deliberations, okay? They finally called me in and tasked me with preparing what became a declaration, okay, of the chiefs. And the chiefs, we prepared that. I prepared it overnight, so they reviewed it the next day.
And I understand that 25 chiefs or so signed that letter that basically says they want to go back to traditional ways that the tribe was governed.
Not really. What it is the chiefs are exercising their inherent traditional law. And the headsmen of the military societies have their respective duties. So, for example, historically, paraphrasing in a way, dog soldiers were the police. And so when the chiefs decide they're going to enforce traditional law, dog soldiers carry it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm saying that in a very general way. But what the chiefs did, and I know you don't have it in front of you, was their declaration. What the chiefs did was exercise traditional law to solve a problem. And like I say, it's this kind of thing, as I know, in my background at least, maybe it's happened someplace else at some time in the past, but I'm not aware of any time where chiefs have done this.
And in their mind, the problem is that 8 of those 11 councilmen have taken illegal action in removing the president. And what they did, what the chiefs asked to happen next regarding those 8 and the secretary and the treasurer of the council.
Well, I'll just read it to you from the declaration. We, the chiefs of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, have decided under our inherent authority to take back control of the Northern Cheyenne tribal government. We declare we are dissolving the current tribal council due to extensive theft, misuse of monetary sources, and misconduct. The chief hereby dissolves the Northern Cheyenne tribal council. The chiefs hereby remove the following tribal council members and other staff as follows. So the ones removed were Melissa Fisher, Howard Ontiveros, Stefan Rainingberg, Melissa Lone Bear, Donovan Limberhand, Eva Foot, Mizoni Fries, Gwen Spotted Horse, Adina Ontiveros, who is the tribal secretary, Christy Kilsknight, who is the treasurer, and Ryle Rowland, who is an employee. We declare the above persons are hereby banned for life from ever standing for any election with the Northern Cheyenne tribe or holding any leadership position. The above tribal council members and staff are directed to immediately leave the building.
And the staff, of course, involved some security forces that they had hired to...
The security forces that they were hired... that section reads, we also declare all of the members of the following illegal security team hired by Melissa Fisher and the above tribal council members to be a threat to the people and to have illegally seized the Northern Cheyenne tribal building, preventing the people from accessing it. And that was Emilio Blackhorse, Dustin Goodrow, Devin Sanchez, Ryan Foote, Ralph Red Fox, Darren Limberhand, Cade Black Horse, Lynn American Horse, Collins Russell, Selena Little Old Man, James Morrison, Dean Brain, Billy Graham, and baby son Little Son. In addition to any recently hired security members, because we know they hired more, by Melissa Fisher and other council members, the above members of this illegal security team are directed immediately to leave the tribal building. The Northern Cheyenne tribal building is the people's building and shall not be used by the council members and illegal security to block the people's access to the building.
Wow. You know, what amazes me, and thank you, Tom, for letting us explain this in such detail, but we're talking to Robert McLean, who is a former school superintendent, former lay advocate in the courts there in Lame Deer for the Cheyenne tribe. And Robert, I think we're not seeing it on the ground, but I'm imagining dozens, perhaps hundreds of Cheyenne families and others outside the tribal offices yesterday while this security was going on, while the chiefs were meeting. It's amazing to me the calmness and the respect. I mean, you got two opposing security forces hired here, armed, and there's an amazing calmness here. I think there's a lot of credit to be given somewhere.
Yeah, the only armed security was in the building.
But you had quite a bit of law enforcement there of various different branches.
Yeah. But they were just there to try to keep people from getting hurt if anything broke out. Uh-huh. Eventually, we sent the chiefs in to talk to these people to try to get them to come out on their own. If they had not come out on their own, would have marshaled their soldiers, told the police to step aside, and we would have drugged them out.
Wow. I mean, it's amazing to us. I mean, it's hard for the average layperson to understand when those chiefs walked in, even if it was just one or two of them when they walked in, that should have changed the whole complexion.
Yeah. But that was the decision that was made, in the teepee, and to try first, because we really wanted to have a peaceful exit.
And that teepee was set up right outside the tribal headquarters, right? Right outside the council offices?
Right in front of the main door.
So now what happens next? We got a couple more minutes here. What happens next? Because there's got to be something. They got to fill those positions somehow on the council. There'll probably be some discussion about temporary appointments. Tell us, where do you think it goes from here, Robert? Robert McLean.
Well, I think people misunderstand something. The chiefs took over the government, yes. They did not do away with the tribal constitution. Okay? They exercised traditional law. And what the last I heard was that the plan was for them to appoint people to be interim council members to replace the ones that were removed, and then conduct a special election to elect new council members. Now, that's the last I heard. And they had another meeting yesterday. After everything settled down, the chiefs and the headsmen met in the tribal chambers
with Gene,
with Gene and the other tribal council members that they did not remove. They didn't remove all of them. They just removed the Gang of Eight, I guess you'd call it.
What a difficult position that'll be for President Small and the remaining two or three to. That'll take some real statesmanship to now react properly.
Well, I hope they react properly. That's all I can say.
Well, Tom, I appreciate you letting us get on the show and talk statewide to help people understand what's going on, because this has never happened before that we know of. This is the Cheyenne people made history yesterday in a positive, calm, thoughtful manner, I think.
Robert, this is Tom Schultz, host of the Voices of Montana. Thanks for coming on today. I appreciate that, especially last minute and with an active situation where it's maybe hard to analyze everything going forward. Appreciate your experience on that as well. I spoke with Chairman Small yesterday, and he had said, and he was going to be on the program Monday, and he was very thankful. There was some actions from last night that he hasn't responded to yet, but he certainly could have on Monday. But he was telling me, I believe this is going to be a very peaceful resolution here, and he said that a couple of times, and I appreciated that. So I think he felt like the chief's interaction into this was going to lead to that peaceful resolution. Your thoughts on his statement and his belief?
Well, I think he was accurate, very accurate on it. I think things will settle down within tribal government. I mean, obviously, there are changes. There was damage, as I understand. They ripped out the cameras in the hallway and all that because we were watching them on the cameras. It was, in a way, you have to have a sense of humor in a thing like that.
That doesn't hurt, I know, right?
No, I think Gene's words were appropriate. If something starts going south again, the chiefs can step in again if they need to. They don't do this all the time. This is rare.
Well, it's rather historic, as Taylor is pointing out here. Yeah. Let me ask the hard question. When are we going to find out about what happened to $90 million?
Well, I do know that OIG was requested to come in, and evidence had been submitted to different people and stuff like that. Sadly, if OIG had come in a timely fashion, we probably wouldn't have had this.
Were they requested to come in?
Yeah.
When?
I do not know that. Okay. I'm not part of that.
Okay. I'm curious as to why, they delayed.
I do know some of the people called OIG and demanded they come in.
There's the potential for following potential investigation, perhaps criminal charges here as well.
From seeing many of the documents, I would say there's some people that need to have their hands in cuffs.
And that's a new aspect here. How will that be handled? Is the BIA going to be overseeing that? Because now this is broken out. So it's going to be swept into a larger investigation, probably. How are you going to protect the rights of the Northern Cheyenne people throughout all of this? Because there's the appearance of some mishandling of these funds done by, perhaps, we don't know. I don't want to speculate too much. Give me a sense of where the Northern Cheyenne people are at with this as a nation.
I think as a nation, there are naysayers, but I would say 90% or better of the tribal members, adults, are for the forensic audit.
Okay. No matter what it shows, right? I mean,
no matter what it shows.
Yeah. And this is what I appreciate. There's some courage, more than just some courage in this, because it obviously had the potential to blow up, and it's blown up. Yet those people who are asking for accountability are standing strong in this.
Right.
Any final thoughts? We've got 1 minute left here before we have to take this hard break, Robert. And again, I appreciate you coming on with late notice here in this historic, actually, development with the Northern Cheyenne. Any thoughts to share?
Yeah, one. The day before all this took place, my wife, who was 76 years old, had led my 4-year-old granddaughter to the front door to go in and use the bathroom because President Small had allowed the people to use the restroom. And the security team would not let the 76-year-old woman and 4-year-old granddaughter in to go take a pee. Oh, he's grown adult.
Oh, good to have a sense of humor about that as well. Hey, Robert, thank you so much. Robert McLean, appreciate that. Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.